Sharp next studied law at Yale University, and within a year had begun apprenticing for an annual fee of $100 in the New York City firm of Bidwill and Strong, soon handling small claims suits. He easily passed the New York State bar exam at age 21, writing Brun that it was not nearly as rigid as the tests he took at Yale. Before returning to Kingston, Sharp sailed to Europe and spent the next 4 years making his education more cosmopolitan. He studied French in Paris just before Napoleon III organized his coup d'etat in 1851, and he became so proficient in the language that Frenchmen thought he was a native. He served as a secretary in the U.S. legation in Vienna, and then worked in the legation in Rome, where he learned Italian. Sharp returned to Kingston in 1854, setting up an instantly prominent law partnership on Main Street, north from Green Street, first with a former judge, and after his death, with a future congressman. He returned briefly to his father's home on Wall Street, and then found a place of his own on Albany Court East. The law practice flourished. His professional reputation rising, Sharp took on important cases that the local newspaper began covering. He became a full-fledged member of Kingston's and Ulster County's political and intellectual elite, enjoying wild game hunting with clients, serving as a delegate to political conventions, running for Kingston supervisor, he lost that race, becoming a trustee of Kingston Academy, and delivering lectures before the Plattekill Literary Association on subjects such as Egypt and the Nile. Sharp also began dabbling in military affairs, appointed in 1858 as the legal officer for the New York State Militia's 3rd Division. As his father had done, Sharp in 1855 married into the wealthy Hasbrook family. He fell in love with Caroline Hone Hasbrook, who was 2 years younger than he, and whose father, Abraham Brun Hasbrook, was an urbane and scholarly Kingston Academy and Yale graduate like Sharp. Hasbrook practiced law and for 10 years was president of Rutgers College, Sharp's alma mater. Sharp always called his wife Carrie. Sharp and the other members of the 20th New York State Militia climbed aboard trains on April 23, 1861, and set off for Washington, departing Kingston with all the fanfare its proud citizens could offer. What had been a skeletal unit was now up to full strength. Even so, the Ulster Guard began its war poorly equipped. Abraham Hasbrook organized Kingston's banks to advance the regiment $8,000 for uniforms and supplies, and an Ulster Military Relief Committee had been formed to collect small dollar donations from citizens. But the money was only enough to buy old, worn-out uniforms and muskets that were antiques. That they were marching off to war horribly prepared did not seem to bother Sharp or the others. After all, their service was for just 3 months. With the North's vast natural resources, tremendous industrial capacity, an overwhelming advantage in railroad mileage, not to mention its 20 million inhabitants compared to the Confederacy's 9 million. Senior administration officials like Seward thought 90 days would be enough to crush the rebellion. The men of the 20th did not know then that the war would last far longer. And George Sharp did not realize he was marching off to become the Union Army's preeminent spy master.